The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly, aided and abetted by Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, V. Benaderet, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. The writing is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. In the recent nationwide popularity poll among 1,091 radio editors conducted by Radio Daily, the award for the most popular commercial radio program went to Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and all of us are very proud of this honor, and we particularly like that word, commercial. Because during the many years Fibber McGee and Molly have been on the air, we've done our best to play fair with the radio audience in our advertising. We've tried to make no extravagant claims, limiting our statements to provable facts, which the users of Johnson's Wax products could easily demonstrate to themselves. We're proud and happy that both the entertainment we offer and the product we sell have received such warm approval in your homes. When Mrs. Molly Driscoll McGee of 79 Wispo Vista gives a card party, it's not one of your catch-as-catch-can, throw-your-coat-in-the-corner-and-deal affairs. It's a matter of flowers on the mantle, candy on the table, and shoes on the husband. And here, getting ready for the occasion, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
My goodness, McGee, I haven't given a party for so long, I'm as nervous as a cow in the deer hunting season.
Calm down now, baby, calm down. Everything's under control, I think. In a thing like this, there's only one thing you got to worry about.
What's that?
If it's table stakes and you're running low, buy your new stack before the deal. Because when you got plenty of chips...
What are you talking about? We're not using chips.
What do you mean we're not using chips? How can you play poker without chips? If you use matches and four people at the table are smoking, you always end
up... Yeah, but we're not playing poker. We're playing bridge.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I am not. If I wanted a poker party, I'd rent the back room of Joe's Tavern.
Oh.
This is a bridge party for ladies and gentlemen, of whom, fortunately, we know just about enough for two tables.
Oh, but bridge, my gosh, what a dull game. I don't even believe I even remember enough about it to play it, even.
Well, it's quite simple, dearie.
Huh?
All you do is wait till your partner says two clubs, and then you say 7-0 trump, and 2 days later they find your body floating down the river. And do you know who's coming?
Who?
Miss Fordelia Blakewell Butler herself.
No, you mean...
Miss Fordelia Blakewell Butler, society editor of the Wistful Vista Gazette.
Well, my word.
And believe me, dear lad, getting Fordelia to come to your party... is like getting the royal family to high tea at Duffy's Tavern.
Well, gee, that's great, but I still think poker would be a much better game.
Oh, because... I wonder who that is. It's a little early for the guests to arrive. Come in. Oh, Mrs. Carstairs. Do come in, Mrs. Carstairs.
Thank you, my dear. Good day, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Carsty. I understand you're one of the unfortunate victims selected for our little slaughter tonight. Better bring your checkbook and a fright wig.
Please don't worry about me, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
Here, Mrs. McGee, is the sandwich tray you wanted to borrow.
Oh, thank you so much, Millicent. You know, himself here wanted to play poker tonight instead of bridge. But what with the society editor of the Gazette...
What? Fordelia Blakewell Butler? Oh, my dear, I congratulate you. She almost never attends social functions except in the most exclusive circles.
Well, I'll spike a root beer and she can run around in one of her own. Hey, I'll cut the deck with you, high man, for 50 cents.
Oh, very well, Mr. McGee. Oh, and my dear, if there's anything more I can do to help out with your party, I'll be only too happy to... King of Hearts, Mr. McGee. To assist.
Dad rat at the Four Diamonds. I owe you 50 cents. Let's do it again.
Thank you, Millicent, but I think everything is under control now.
If Marie, my upstairs maid, can help you with serving Queen of Spades, Mr. McGee, I'm sure she'll be glad to come over.
Oh, gone at the Five of Clubs. I owe you a buck. Cut them again, kiddo.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Carstairs, but I don't think my guests will be spending much time upstairs.
Oh, well, with Marie, you can't tell, my dear. Since we've had her, my husband even runs upstairs to check the furnace. Ace of diamonds, Mr. McGee.
Well, I'll be a six of hearts, and I owe you a buck and a half. Once more. Double or nothing, Millie.
Now, don't hesitate to call me if I can do anything, my dear. And please tell Miss Butler that I spell my name with an S. Carstairs. Tray of spades, Mr. McGee.
Now I got you. No, I haven't either. Deuce of diamonds. You gotta go, Carsty.
Yes, I have a hair appointment. Good day, my dear.
And thank you for the sandwich tray, Millicent.
Here's your $3, Lucky.
Lucky, Mr. McGee? I think you will find all your opponents have the same sort of luck. Until you learn to shuffle the deck so that the cards can't be read like 24-sheet posters. Good day.
Why, that old sharpshooter. She took advantage of my clumsiness. That's what she took advantage of my. Well,
stop pouting, Pigeon. You brought it on yourself.
Gee whiz.
Well, now, let me see. I think maybe another bowl of peanuts on the side table there and a couple of more ashtrays on the...
Come in.
Hello there, kids.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Oldtimer.
Happened to be in the drugstore, daughter, and Kramer says you'd ordered some ice cream, and I told him I'd skip over here with it. Here you are, both kinds.
We only ordered one kind, Oldtimer.
Well, keep the kind you want, kids. I'll take the other one back.
What two kinds did Mr. Kramer send?
Tutti and Fruity.
Huh?
If you want the Fruity, I'll return the Tutti, or if you want the Tutti, I'll take
never,
back
never,
the Fruity.
Never. We'll keep both of them. Hey, tell me something.
Certainly, Johnny. Tell you anything you want to know, except why there are more monkeys' uncles than there are monkeys. That's one of the great mysteries I've
No. You know, I think what he really wants to know, Mr. Oldtimer, is just what is your real name?
Yeah. Oldtimer's not only pretty corny, it's clumsy.
Well, kids, I kind of hoped it would never come to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you just call me Number 28 or Danny Kay or Hey You or something?
Why, are you ashamed of your name?
Well, no, not exactly, daughter, but just never seemed to fit me somehow.
Oh.
Confidentially, my name is Rupert.
Rupert? My God.
Rupert.
Yep. Rupert Blasingame.
Oh.
I'll give you $5 apiece to forget it.
You don't have to do that, Rupe. As a matter of fact, I kind of like it.
Very aristocratic, Mr. Blasingame.
Personally, kids, I like what they called me in the CBs better.
What was that, if it's fit for my wife's ears?
Oh, yes. In the CBs, I was known as serial number 748567982-J. A little hard to use in a conversation, but it's... Hey, what time is it?
Oh, it's about 5:30.
Gee willikers, I gotta get going, kids. I gotta be at the tattoo parlor in 10 minutes.
You mean you're getting tattooed?
Nope, getting untattooed, daughter. Some of my artwork has got to be toned down a little for a civilian life. There's a hula dancer on my left shoulder that don't know it yet, but by tomorrow morning, she's going to be a pilgrim father.
Come on. Billy Mills and the orchestra, and aren't you glad you're you?
why you had to ask the society editor of the Gazette over here tonight. That's spoiled
everything.
Well,
now, dearie, it won't hurt any of us to use our manners for one evening.
Oh, well, shucks.
Personally, I'm rather going to enjoy a party here that doesn't wind up with people squirting seltzer water at each other. See, McGee, dear, and I haven't even had time to dress yet. Come in. Hello, Dr. Gamble. Aren't you a little early? Party isn't for 2 hours yet.
I know, but I thought you might need some extra score pads, Molly.
Hi, Doc.
Hi, Herbert. Happened to have some lying around, thought I'd bring them over.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Everything going smoothly, Molly?
Yes, I think everything's under control, Doctor.
Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Did I tell you that Fordelia Blakewell Butler is coming?
Great Scott! You mean the society editor of the Gazette?
Yes. Do you know her personally, Doctor?
Yes, I do. Though professionally it'd be a more accurate term, as I first met her due to a rather painful injury.
What'd she do, Capsule Happy? Get run down by a typewriter carriage?
Well, it's a matter of public record, so I guess I can tell you.
Hi, Doc.
On one of the rare occasions... Hi. On one of the rare occasions... One of the rare occasions when she went out socially, coming home late at night, she got her heel caught in a streetcar track.
Oh, how terrible. Was she badly hurt?
Oh, not a bit. But I had to treat him for a torn ligament. He tried to get her to pay my bill.
Who tried to get her to...
The chap that was with her. The heel that caught in the car track.
Oh. But what does Miss Butler look like, Doctor?
Well, I'd say she was about 5'4", brown hair, with incipient alopecia areata due to a childhood attack of typhoid, blue eyes, inclined to acute myopia, an almost undetectable congenital malformation of the phalanges, third digit of the dextropedal extremity, an unobtrusive papilloma on the left inferior maxillary, and a bit underweight, due, I think, to hypothyroidism. Really a very attractive woman.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, she sounds like a powers model who's lost most of her powers.
Iggy, I was merely being accurate.
Oh.
Beauty to me is a matter of circulation, muscle tone, and a willingness to pay my fee at the end of the month.
Well, I'd still like to know more about Miss Butler, Doctor. Is she very ritzy?
Do I have to take off my cloak and spread it on the floor so she can cross a spilled drink?
If you'd get something in the house besides root beer, Blue Nose, people wouldn't spill their drinks, they'd drink them. See you shortly. Oh.
Heavenly days, I hope nobody ever asked Dr. Gamble what I look like.
If they do, just tell them what he looks like. That'd be about as dirty a revenge as you could get.
Well, now, this isn't getting ready for the party, McGee. And I want everything to go perfectly tonight. I want my friends to know I can host a something larger than a chili con carne fracas after a 40-cent movie.
You'll do okay, Snooky. You'll do okay. When this jamboree hits the society page, Eli Culbertson is going to wonder why we're snubbing him.
Well, I do hope everything...
Hello, folks. Well, here's the card table you wanted to borrow, Molly.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, much obliged, Junior. It's going to be a shame to win your paycheck away from you on your own card table.
Well, that's life, pal.
Yeah.
Hey, look, could you spare a man a glass of water?
I'd do better than that, Junie. Come on out in the kitchen. Give you a little sample of what we're going to give the guests tonight.
Yeah?
I picked up a case of genuine pre-war root beer.
No.
The kind with sugar in it.
What?
Cost me $3.25. Want a wee Doc and Doris?
You keep Doc. Just give me a little Doris. Remember, I've got to drive home.
Well, here's the opener, McGee.
Thanks.
Oh, I'll hate that sound till we can get a new set of tires.
Drink hearty, Junior.
Righto. Ah, say, that's the real stuff, Mac.
You betcha.
I don't believe I ever... Hey, watch it. You're spilling root beer on the floor.
Oh, take it easy, Junior. My gosh, I got glow coat on this linoleum. You know that. Don't you know by this time that glow coat puts a tough film over the linoleum that protects it against dirt and spilled stuff? My gosh, don't you read?
Yes, but gee,
Ah, my goodness, Mr. Wilcox. That's nothing to worry about. I just glow coated that floor this morning for the party. Just poured some glow coat on it and spread it around.
Yes, but what that got to do with...
It's about time that you learned that a linoleum floor never has a party hangover the morning after, if it's been glow coated the morning before.
Certainly.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, gee, I hope we have this much fun tonight. See you later, folks.
Hey, what happened there, anyhow? I'm so used to that guy spouting about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat that... Oh, well, that's one time we didn't have to listen to him popping off about it anyhow.
Yeah, you certainly showed him.
Sure did.
Well, come on in the living room now, dearie, and help me.
Come in.
Hello there, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Molly. Good day, McGee. Here are the extra ashtrays you wanted to borrow for your card party, Molly.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah, much obliged, Latriv. You know who's going to be here tonight? Now toss your hair back so you'll have room to raise your eyebrows.
Cordelia Blakewell Butler, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Oh, that's splendid. It'll be nice to see her again.
Oh, are you acquainted personal with this Butler beetle, Latriv?
Well, I have met her, McGee. Mm-hmm. Rather a charming person, really. Oh. She went to college with my sister. Got her bachelor's degree the same year.
Her what, Mr. Mayor?
Her bachelor's degree.
Gee, that's tough, Latriv. What if she changes her mind and wants to get married?
What's that got to do with it? She can still get married.
With a bachelor's degree?
Take it easy there now, Latrivia. As a college man yourself, you know you can't practice law with a medical degree.
Of course not, but a bachelor's degree
isn't...
And
if your college makes you a bachelor, that's legal, isn't it?
Naturally, it's legal, but you don't see...
So, if you're legally a bachelor and then you get married, that's illegal, isn't it?
No, it is not. The legality of the matter is not...
Now, just a darn minute there, Latrivia. By George, I'm pretty liberal in my views. But when a city official advocates tearing down our school system...
I advocated no such thing, McGee. And you know it. The mere fact that a person gets a bachelor's degree does not prevent him or her from getting married.
But if they do get married, they have to tear up their bachelor's degree, don't they?
No. No, they do not.
Oh.
My sister is married and has 3 children, and her bachelor's degree hangs on the wall of her library.
Oh, those poor kids.
Well, this is the most shameful thing I ever heard, Your Honor.
Oh, for goodness sake, look. What I'm trying to say is that a bachelor's degree is a purely honorary
degree. What's so honorary about promising to be a bachelor and then turning around and getting married?
That has nothing to do with it. When you get a degree as a basket, as a bachelor, you're not required to maintain anything. It's merely that we, everybody, the scholastics,
McGee.
Yes, Your Honor.
Let's go fishing one of these days.
Why, he'd just love to, Mr. Mayor, wouldn't you, dearie?
Why, you betcha, Latrivia. Hey, what gave you the idea all of a sudden?
Well, it just occurred to me that after all the years that you've been baiting me, we ought to do something about it. Now, if I may have my hat.
No, no, Mr. Mayor, not in...
No, no, that's the hall closet. Don't open that door.
Gotta straighten out that Latrivia one of these days.
The King's Man sing Tampico.
Aye, aye, Tampico. Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go. Tampico, Tampico, where banana boats all go. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico. The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the docks. The native costumes they wear are slacks and bobby socks. Hi, Tampico, Tampico, where the balmy breezes blow. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
To Mexico,
to Mexico,
to Mexico,
to Mexico, you go to buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Aunt Flo, authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho. Hi, Tampico, Tampico, where the weary tourists go. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico. You think you'll learn to do the samba and the rumba, so you engage a señorita in a hurry. You find she's got a book and telephone and number, and learn to dance by mail from Arthur Murray. Ow! Tampico, Tampico, where the great big fool they throw. Tampico, Tampico,
down in Mexico.
as the sunset fades to a purple glow, we bid farewell to Tampico. We'll steal away and leave her stayed there on the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, they ought to be coming any minute now, dearie. How does the house look?
Beautiful, Molly. Fine. Everything is so slicked up, I've been putting my cigar ashes in my pocket. You've got this place...
How's my hair?
Oh, wonderful. The way you...
Have I forgotten anything?
No, I don't believe you have.
You think there are enough peanuts?
Oh, there's too many peanuts. Make them too thirsty. I only got one case of root beer, and if we... Well, here they come, Molly. Good luck with it, baby.
Thank you, dearie. Come in.
Oh, hi, Wimp. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks. My, I've been looking forward to this evening. I haven't been to a party for so long. I hope you don't mind if I just let myself go tonight.
You just unwind, Mr. Wimple. Have fun.
You really get raucous, do you, Wimp?
Oh, I'm a caution when I get started, Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
You should hear me recite, "The curfew shall not ring tonight," with a lampshade on my head.
It sounds really riotous, Mr. Wimple. Maybe it's a good thing your wife couldn't come tonight and cramp your style.
It's a wonder she let you out of her sight this long, Wimp.
Oh, I just sneaked out, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
She was sleeping off the effects of a cup of coffee when I left.
Coffee? I thought coffee was supposed to keep you awake.
Not if you put in it what I put in it, Mrs. McGee. She'll be lucky if she wakes up in time for Valentine's Day.
Hey, now that's pretty dangerous, Wimp, doping a person's coffee.
That's what I kept telling myself, Mr. McGee. But every time I said it, I dumped in another teaspoonful. I'm getting so I don't believe a word I say.
Well, was she all right when you left?
Oh, yes. She was breathing very naturally, which for her means snoring like a water buffalo. She's... Ooh, peanuts. May I have some?
Why, sure, Wimp. They're right over there.
Go right in. Sit down, Mr. Wimple. Everybody will be here in a few minutes. Come in.
Oh, boy.
Ah, here you are. Come on in.
Come on, break out the faceboards, Rothstein. I brought a sun lamp with me in case I lose my shirt.
Hey, the house looks swell, Molly. The way that furniture shines.
Please, Mr. Wilcox, no shop talk.
Oh, sorry.
Well, is everybody here? Because I'm already... Uh-oh, peanuts.
Huh?
Lay off, Campbell. I saw them first.
Yeah, well, now let's
Oh, my goodness, McGee, this must be for Delia Blakewell Butler.
Well, don't look so scared, Tootsie. She ain't going to bite you. Come in.
Mrs. McGee, I am for Delia Butler.
Oh? Well, do come in, Miss Butler. It was so nice of you to come.
It was nice of you to ask me, Mrs. McGee.
Yes. This is my husband, Miss Butler.
How do you do, Mr. McGee?
Hiya, Cordelia. Hey, you're pretty good looking. From what Doc Gamble says, I was expecting a broken down
McGee.
Old...
McGee!
I'm so glad Dr. Gamble is here. One of my dearest friends, you know.
Oh, he's one of the dearest friends anybody ever had, Party. His bill's at the end of the year.
Please, now, McGee. Miss Butler, I'd like to have you meet the rest of our friends. Mrs. Carstairs, this is Miss Cordelia Blakewell Butler.
Four diamonds.
Double.
Redouble.
Pass the peanuts, Greedy.
That's our game, Mr. Mayor.
I've been doing very well tonight, Molly. I haven't seen so many spades since the WPA finished the airport.
Hey, how about some refreshments, Molly? I could eat the horns off a Gandhi's goat.
Oh, my goodness, McGee. It's only a little after 9. Could I get you anything, Miss Butler?
Well, if it isn't too much trouble, I would like a glass of water, Mrs. McGee.
Why, sure, Cordelia. You're a cinch. We get it piped right into the house here. You just sit there now.
Oh, I'll come with you, Mr. McGee. I'm dummy anyway.
Frankly, Cordelia, isn't this about the dullest evening you ever spent in your life?
Oh, on the contrary, Mr. McGee. I'm enjoying myself very much. Although I... thank you.
Although you what?
Well, one of the reasons I accepted your wife's very kind invitation is that I heard you were quite a poker player. And being very fond of poker myself...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What was that again?
I said, being very fond of poker...
Well, my gosh, why didn't you say so? We wasted a whole hour. Come on, sis. You just talked yourself into popularity.
Attention, everybody. Cordelia wants to play poker. Throw them bridge scores out the window and break out the chips. Come on, guys. Come on, get
well, now, really, I didn't intend
to. That's all right, dearie. Now, it was my mistake.
Move those tables together, boys, and take off.
Well, it be dealer's choice.
Yes, and you deal the first hand, Cordelia.
Oh, wonderful. Get your chips on the line and feed that hungry kitty.
Not dog. Here,
here
we go
with Spit in the Ocean.
Oh, boy, that's for me.
Fill around and bet 'em like you see 'em.
That's it.
Sky's the limit, and here's where all friendship meets.
It's been said that the best way to judge a product is by its popularity. Well, now, I'm a mere male when it comes to shopping, but that sounds like good common sense to me. That's one reason why I have such confidence in telling you about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Did you know that more women use this famous wax floor polish than any other polish in the world? The reason for such popularity is simple, of course. When you protect your linoleum with glow coat, you accomplish two things. You preserve its original attractive colors and beautiful pattern, and you make it last a much longer time. And of course, you save yourself lots of work all year round because Glow Coat is self-polishing. It needs no rubbing or buffing. Takes practically no work from you. Simply apply and let dry. That's the Glow Coat story. Why don't you take a tip from the millions of pleased users and get some Johnson self-polishing Glow Coat tomorrow?
Our party was a success after all.
I'll say, look at this picture in the paper. And listen to this. It says, Mrs. McGee, one of the town's smarter hostesses, entertained with a card party last night. In sharp contrast to the usual sticky bridge affair, the McGee party was one your editor will long remember, to the tune of $16.
What else does she say?
Oh, a lot. Here, read it. There was only one little thing I thought she'd never say last night.
What was that?
Good night.
Oh, good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.